Hello and welcome to The Writing Nest, brought to you by the Marlon Fitzwater Center for Communication at Franklin Pierce University. Today our guest is Natalie. Natalie, I hear you had fun working with Isabel?
Yes, it was very fun.
Great. Well, let's hear what you've got for us.
Okay. It's gonna blow! Duck! Ah! Hold up. Let's rewind it back. My name is Willow Anderson, and I am a scientist. Well, people say I'm an evil scientist, but I don't think so. 10 years ago, I made a time machine. The reason why people call me an evil scientist is because my team of 10 people were fixing a part on the time machine, and they were sent back to 2780 BC, and I cannot get them back. Ever since then, I was known as Willow, the evil scientist. I was arrested that day and was in jail for 5 years. I got out because they couldn't prove any of them were dead. During those 5 years, I was trying to come up with a way to get them back. Fast forward to now, you know my story. I am trying to get my 10 teammates back to civilization. To get to my lab, you have to go down a dark and eerie road, with trees arching over the road. And then you have to go through a muddy road with crocodiles on either side of you. And then you have to go through 50 guards, and then you get to my house, where you have to enter a code so you can get in. When you get in there, you see two tunnels. One of them leads to my lab, and the other leads to death. No big deal. When you enter my lab, you can see my time machine. So now, I have to go work on my time machine. Fast forward a year. It's gonna blow! Duck! Ah! Boom! Oh my gosh, all of my hard work down the drain. My time machine is in shambles. All of my work is gone, and I'm running out of time. I have to get them back. The only way I can get them back is if I rebuild the time machine. That will take so long. Creak! Who's there? I said. Who's there? Willow? Anna? Oh my gosh! It has been so long since I've seen you. I know, you sent me to 2780 BC. But I don't get it. If you got back, where's the others? Well, come in, guys! Oh my gosh! I got you all back! I am so smart. But there are only 9 of you. Well, Ava stayed back in Egypt. Hopefully she doesn't die. Or get killed. Then they rebuild the time machine, and they go get Ava, and they come back to find out they were gone for 5 months. And I know that they're rich, but they're now rich and have children and live in a very big house. And they live happily until they die.
Thank you for joining us for another edition of The Writing Nest, brought to you by the Marlon Fitzwater Center for Communication at Franklin Pierce University.